This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app for over 5 million active members. It's an easy and exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you have to do is play against the numbers. You pick more, you pick less from 2 to 6 player stat projections, and watch the winnings roll in. Okay? You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Do you know how hard that is to do? Prize Picks makes it easy, okay? They put their members first. So all withdrawals are fast, they're safe, they're secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. I start to use Prize Picks, okay? And I've been watching the WNBA. I like to root for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And I've been just been like, you know what I mean? Just go bullish on them. Get those winnings, all right? All you have to do is pick somebody like Caitlin Clark. Is she going to score more than 19 points? Absolutely. Put it in. Lock that in. All right? Is Angel Reese going to get more than 12 rebounds? You better believe it. Lock that in. Listen, it's so easy. You just look at it. You go to the sport that you want. You go to the players that you want, you click in it, you lock in your picks. Could not be easier. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Hollywood and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Hollywood on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City.
Do you think I'm going to kill you? You're my best friend.
What a good line. What a good.
Incredible line.
Line.
And a great delivery also.
Oh my goodness.
So genuine.
Yeah, Channing so was genuine when he said it.
Yeah. There's so much to talk about. You know, we don't do cold opens. We don't do weird transitions. Okay, we just go immediately into it.
Happy we call it weird.
We go to immediate. We don't do really cool transitions.
Oh, no,
we
no,
go,
no, change it out.
We go immediately into it. Okay, if you blink twice, you'll miss it. So,
oh no,
that's not the title.
Oh no,
yeah, no. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you got to pay attention. Don't blink twice.
Okay,
because you might miss it
okay,
if you do.
Start.
Okay,
let's
so
start.
Yeah, I mean,
almost like the title in the movie when they do it. That was pretty cool. I thought that was nice.
Mm-hmm. They did. Listen,
I hate when movies say the title. That's my only thing.
You hate when movies say the title. Really?
So many movies do.
It is. It is a pet peeve of mine. I'm like, why? I don't get it.
You don't like titular lines in films?
I don't like it. You know what it is? It feels corny and forced. Where I'm like, is this never as natural?
In our film, Mahogany Drive, I say that there is a...
I took the title from your line, though. It wasn't like... I didn't have the name of the movie. Maybe
sometimes
everyone else
that's
is doing
the
that
same
too.
Thing. Sometimes what you're describing, though, is how these titles come about.
I don't think that... Sometimes it is forced. Sometimes they just... The title's just in there. It's like, whatever. But sometimes it's like... They work in the movie title, you know, and you're like, okay.
Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Anywho, this you guys know what this is. This is a film review podcast. We review the films of leading black actors. We talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood. There are 3 of us that host this, and the person that you're listening to now that would not be caught dead on this island is Jonathan Braylock.
Honestly, very smart. Very, very smart thing to say. This voice is at a drop. Milligan, very
and this
smart.
This voice is James III.
We are reviewing the film Blink Twice. It is a film that was written and directed by Zoe Kravitz. Well, co-written and directed by Zoe Kravitz. Her first time directing a feature film. It stars Naomi Ackie, Channing Tatum, Adria Arjona, I believe is how you pronounce her.
She was in... That was the woman in... What was that movie on Netflix that everyone freaking loved?
Hitman. She's also in Morbius.
Oh, yes. She's in Hitman.
She's in Morbius? Why you bring up Morbius? We're talking about movies because, that people
like. She's in it.
Nah, man. We're talking about movies.
I mean, it's a big, it's not like a nothing. It's a big movie.
She's in Morbius.
Yeah, she's in it. All right.
You guys see that?
I just feel like we can say something else.
Oh, she's in the new
Morbius.
Father of the Bride also.
Oh, I did not know that. Look at that.
Yeah,
see,
I didn't see it.
Movie, neither did I. I think it's a Netflix movie now as well. Right? I think so.
Naomi Aki. Let's see.
She played Whitney Houston.
Okay.
And then she blew up from Master of None when they did the season about, what was it? What was her character's name on the show?
Alicia.
So it was a pretty good season.
Yeah, and we reviewed I Want to Dance with Somebody, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. She was great in that. I feel like we talked about her.
Yes, we loved her.
She's apparently in The Rise of Skywalker as well. Somebody
yeah,
named
she's,
Jenna.
She's the remember at the end of the movie when the black guy goes to the black world where Lando
black
is.
World.
Yeah, I remember this movie. At the end of the movie, it's like, I think it may be Lando's daughter or something, but like
the
she appears,
world.
She's in the ship with Lando, and it's like black people in the world.
There's no way.
Like,
that's
I don't mean
her.
To say
that's her. Wow.
Yeah.
I remember what you're talking about. And I remember this happening in the movie. I remember the black world.
I don't know. It was like we went from never seeing black folk in Star Wars to like we go to a world and it's just like full niggas in the world. And I'm like, what you want me to do, bro? They didn't even give her a blaster or nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you want me to do? I don't know.
Aaliyah Shawkat.
She also was, she felt the, oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was just more riffing on Star Wars. We can move on from that.
No, I'm saying, man. Did she get a blaster, James? She get a lightsaber?
She didn't, but she did feel the force. I remember that being important. And I remember that. I remember that also being annoying to me because...
Yeah, no.
Because
I don't like
it was like they were trying to make up for making Finn wholly unimportant.
A decoy.
Yeah.
They literally, his entire character was just a decoy. His entire character in Star Wars was a decoy. And then they were like, oh, well, we have this character. I guess we need to do something with him.
And they chose nothing.
Well, they were like, I guess, how about... strand him on this planet. All right. Anywho, guys, we're not here to talk about Star Wars. We're here to talk about Blink Twice. It's a psychological thriller. All right. It's about two friends who go to a island owned by a tech billionaire who has been in some unnamed scandal that he's trying to better himself. And they're going on a dream vacation on this private island and things start to get weird and something's wrong and they don't know what it is or she doesn't know what it is. Got to figure it out before you die.
Yeah. That's how that works.
It's so true that that's exactly what it
that's
is. You got to figure
works.
It out before you die. That's it.
Yeah. The film currently has a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes, certified fresh.
Should be higher. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's weird. That's
what was
patriarchy.
The percentage?
76?
That's the patriarchy.
Oh, damn.
It could be a little higher, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
68% audience score.
Oh, audience ain't banging with it like that. I guess it's close, though. Right?
That's
those
rude.
Two numbers are...
And the box office, it came in number 4, I believe.
But did it have a wide release like everybody else?
Let's see how many theaters. Yep, 3,000 theaters, over 3,000 theaters. That's definitely a wide release. Made 14 million worldwide, 7.3 million domestic, 14 million worldwide. I don't know if we know how much its budget was. Oh, budget 20 million.
That's pretty good.
So. Yeah, we'll see if it has legs, if it gets a pretty good word of mouth, then I think it should do all right. If not, I don't know, sometimes these movies drop like rocks. But I think I guess obviously we'll talk about it, but yeah, we'll see. It certainly has a star-studded cast.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it does. And I guess we'll say this as well. Obviously, for those who, you've all listened to this before, you know, we're going to spoil the movie. This is a movie that technically there is a mystery to element to it. I wouldn't say that there's like a big twist, or like the reveal isn't like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. So, you know, but, you know, there's mystery elements to it. And that's kind of fun. So if you don't want that spoiled, we're going to get into our initial thoughts now. So you might want to tune out and go see the movie and then check back in. The one thing I will say is that the movie has a trigger warning right before mm-hmm. you see it. It does depict sexual assault. You know, I mean, we've seen other films that have done that. I think much more graphically, but it does happen, and it is a part of the movie, and the film lets you know that right at the top. So, which is interesting. I mean, like, obviously that's the Zoe thing. It's interesting because it's like, I feel like I've never seen that before. That was the first time I've ever seen a trigger warning for a movie in theaters. I've seen trigger warnings in television.
Yeah.
A couple times, but never in a theater, right?
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, and it's causing a whole stink. Like, people are, you know, there's a certain pockets of film people who are like upset that there are trigger warnings at the top of movies, or that people are starting to experience.
Has it happened before? Like, I've never.
Well, no, I can only imagine that this dialogue is happening around this film and maybe a couple others. Hmm. I've only really seen it in the last few weeks, you know, but like, I've been just all kinds of people like, why are this trigger warning? What are we doing?
And why are they upset? It's like,
I think it's that, like, I mean, like, to your point that it is interesting that this movie lets you know up top that you're about to see this. It's like, it's people are like, oh, it's taking me out of the film. It's doing this, that, mm-hmm. and the third. But to your point, Bray, this happens before TV all the time. like the wider the audience, I imagine, they're like, well, we got to put this MPAA warning on it and tell people, like, these are the things that you might witness. So, you know, should your kids should stay at home or whatever.
So I agree, but I will say, like, in TV, I guess you kind of know based on like the episodes or what the show is. For me, I think I remember a trailer. When I sat down and saw that, I was like, oh, I have no idea what I'm about to watch. But it also, like, I'm not a big spoiler yeah. guy, but like it that I was like, this feels like a spoiler to this movie.
It definitely tells you what's about to happen. And it wasn't something that the trailer told you was about to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw this tweeted. Like a week before seeing the movie, the trigger warning tweeted, but a week before seeing the movie, and it did not to me, it didn't. But that's different. I had a week.
I just had no idea. Like, to me, yeah. I think, you know, when we get to, but when things start to take a turn, it was still kind of a twist. But I knew at some point something was going to happen because of the trigger.
You were sort of waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, because I was like ready to brace myself, but I knew it was, you know, it was coming. So I think if there wasn't one, that would have been a completely. I'd have been like, "Yo, what is this?" You know,
especially because of specifically the way that this movie is exploring this, like through a mystery. Through, you know, what we know and what we don't, through forgetting, through memory, through all of that, it does color the way you watch the film in a different way. That's I get that.
Yeah,
I just didn't know. I was like, shit, I don't know if I was ready for this. I literally sat down and was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. Yeah. That's literally what I was like, oh no.
And then I also wonder if you sit down and you see. If you sit down and then you see that trigger warning, is it okay to leave? You know what I mean? Like, AMC going to give you your money back? Like, after they ripped your ticket, like, are you?
I imagine that's AMC just an interesting would.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw it at a Regal.
I wonder if like an independent theater would, like,
yeah,
I feel like AMC, it's like big enough corporation that they wouldn't want that kind of trouble. Yeah. Like, they wouldn't want that kind of bad publicity. But yeah, I mean, nobody walked out of my theater.
Yeah, nobody walked out of mine either. People walked out of Alien, which I saw immediately after this.
People walked out of Alien?
People walked out of Alien. I've heard that people are walking out of Aliens. I find that interesting.
Interesting, well, interesting.
Sidebar. Sidebar.
That is a sidebar. I'm interested in it, but you're not gonna think about that.
Like, I want to know more.
When they walked out? Okay, all right. We're not talking about something else.
Okay, so back to this film. Obviously, anybody who's listening to this, we are aware that we are three men that is going to talk about a film that does, you know, deal with sexual assault.
We didn't know.
we didn't know.
Yeah, to be fair, we didn't know. We maybe would have handled this episode differently.
Yeah, it was kind of a lot. We all saw this movie, honestly, in the day, because it just came out this weekend.
Yeah.
And we saw it very shortly before we recorded. And the recording, yeah, we got to do a recording just because of our schedule. And so here we are.
Jonathan Raylock, James III, Rob Milligan.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly.